Ozzie Smith was the only new inductee to baseball's Hall of Fame this year. The acrobatic Smith was nicknamed the Wizard for his extraordinary defensive talent at shortstop. He won baseball's highest honor for defense, a Gold Glove, 13 times. Smith grew up in the Watts section of Los Angeles and attended California Polytechnic University, where he walked onto the baseball team without an athletic scholarship. He says Cal Poly was part of his plan to go to a school that wasn't a talent farm for the major leagues.
Not getting drafted out of high school, I needed to go to a school where I was going to have the opportunity of playing. I had some skills and I had pretty good hand and eye coordination, so I knew that I had what it took to be a major league player. I just needed that opportunity, and I got drafted my senior year by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round, and being the good businessman that I am, I signed for that $5,000 and a bus ticket to Walla Walla, Washington, and the rest is history.
The Padres traded you to St. Louis. You were hitting 211, 230, 222, and you were traded for a 300 hitter. That must have raised some eyebrows in St. Louis when you first showed up.
Well, it certainly did. There was a lot of question as to why they were making a trade for a guy who was better known for his defensive prowess, but a guy by the name of Whitey Herzog saw a lot more in Ozzie Smith, and you know, to make it to the Hall of Fame, it's not you don't do that by yourself. Along the way, there has to be people that believe in you, and Whitey was certainly one of those people that believed in me, and his belief in me allowed me the opportunity to go out and do what I think I was put here to do, and that was to play professional baseball and play it at a pretty high level.
Here's what Whitey Herzog said of you when you became the first million-dollar shortstop. He took two hits or a run away from our opponents every game last year. That's just as important as a guy who drives in runs.
Amen.
This was as you were winning 13 consecutive Gold Gloves. Why, when two-thirds of the game is defense, at least, is there not more emphasis on defense?
Well, I mean, I think for a long time, because baseball has been so offensive-oriented, you know, when people think about the game of baseball, they think about Babe Ruth, and they know that seeing that ball fly over the fence is what put people in the seats. Defense has always been, not only in baseball, but in basketball and football as well. It is the thing that puts your offense in position to win.
Well, defense can excite the home team just as much as a home run.
Well, you know, people look at momentum as strictly offense, but momentum, for me anyway, was defense. I felt that I could change the momentum of the ball game with a great play, and I think I did that over 19 years.
I finally got to see you in 1985, and you, of course, led the Cardinals out of the dugout, hit that infield grass, did your cartwheel and your backflip. You knew how to please a crowd.
Well, that became my trademark, but it became my trademark a little reluctantly, because the one thing that I didn't want to be noted as in this game was a hot dog. And when I was asked to do that on Fan Appreciation Day in 1978, I was a little reluctant to do it. But you remember, at that time, we weren't winning many ball games, so we had to try and create as much excitement as we could, you know. So it went over so well that they asked me to do it again opening day the following year. And lo and behold, it became my trademark. And I love it now when little old ladies come up to me and they say, "I know who you are. You're that guy that does the flip," you know. So it all worked out, but it wasn't something that I thought about, really.
Well, 85 was some year for you. Went to the playoffs, and you had this moment that you had dreamed of.
It was that moment. That year, all of the offensive things that I had worked on really came together for me, an understanding of what type of offensive player I wanted to be. I'd learned how to pull the ball. I'd gotten a little bit stronger, not to hit the ball out of the ballpark, but to be able to drive the ball by the infielders. I had just learned. So Neat and Fear supplied the power. I supplied the technique, and the result was our being able to go on and win Game 5, and then we went to the World Series.
Faced Niedenfuhr with one out in the bottom of the ninth, and here's the voice of the legendary Jack Buck.
Ozzie with one out. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy! It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 and a home run by the Wizard!
The reason Jack was so thrown off, because you had been to bat 3,009 times as a left-hander and had never hit a home run.
Well, you know, that wasn't my forte. But as I said, in 1985, I had learned a little bit more about offense. When I came into the game in 1978, I had no real formal teaching as far as offense was concerned. So I had to learn it all here at this level and learning to hit against the likes of Seaver and Carlton and Jenkins. It was not easy.
At your induction ceremony at the Hall of Fame, you had a baseball and a copy of L. Frank Baum's Wizard of Oz. And you talked about the core of the baseball and the twining and the stitching and used all these metaphors to your own life. And of course, the Wizard of Oz, you talked about heart and
The
courage and
mind,
wisdom and following the yellow brick road to your destiny.
The core of my journey to baseball's Hall of Fame was a dream that took shape in my heart one day while sitting as a child on the front steps of our home. That was the day that Ozzie Smith determined it was about time to decide what he was going to do with the rest of his life. That was the day I started dreaming about becoming a professional baseball player.
What's it mean to be in the hall?
Well, I never dreamed of standing at that podium as I did in July and looking back and seeing Mays, Aaron, Colfax. I mean, I never looked at myself in that same vein. So I'm very proud. I'm very humble to have had the opportunity to play Major League Baseball and to be considered one of the best. This is a wonderful fraternity to be a part of.
Ozzie Smith, the most recent inductee into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. A complete recording of his induction speech is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.